This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
This SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors with the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is the first in our series of visits with Iowa State's incoming Hall of Fame class. Today, Mike Green, Director of Letter Winners Engagement, spent some time with Victoria Henson, one of the great volleyball players in Cyclone history. Henson was a two-time All-American and still holds the school record for kills. This SciCast is provided to you by the Iowa State Letter Winners Club, bridging the gap between legend and legacy by engaging in our past to invest in our future. We hope you'll enjoy this visit with Victoria Henson.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our latest SciCast, and we have an outstanding guest in Victoria Henson, who is one of the greatest volleyball players in Iowa State history, first-team All-American, and you know led the Big 12 in kills multiple times, and is now an Iowa State Athletics Hall of Famer. Welcome to the SciCast, Victoria.
Hi, thank you.
What did you think and what was your reaction when Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard told you that you are now been inducted to the Iowa State Athletics Hall of Fame?
I was shocked. I didn't expect it. I didn't see it coming. So it was a really nice surprise, but I still couldn't believe it. I was sweating.
Well, you definitely deserve it, Victoria, because you helped build this program with Christy Johnson Lynch to heights that no one ever saw could ever happen in Iowa State volleyball. But let's kind of start at the beginning. And we had talked earlier where you kind of started out as a basketball player. And how did you get interested in volleyball as your high school career went on?
I did volleyball to just still be active. It was a sport to do, and basketball season wasn't going, so it was something for me to still do to be active, that and track. And so my freshman year, I'm pretty sure I was playing high school ball my freshman year, and this lady actually approached my mom and was like, has your daughter, you know, ever played club, or has she thought about it? So that's kind of how I got into it. So I played club that my freshman year of high school was my first experience, and I didn't know what to expect, but I'm glad that I did it because that's ultimately where I ended up. But I mean, I really thought basketball was going to be my sport. Like, I played in college and so forth. So I was surprised that I excelled as quickly as I did in volleyball.
Yeah. And obviously, Iowa State head coach Christy Johnson Lynch, she noticed you. And at that time, she had just started at Iowa State and she had just taken over a program that had been struggling. What made you, you know, believe in her and her process where she could turn this program around?
Just her as a person, I absolutely loved her. And Don, talking to them, I felt comfortable with them and going there. I never would have thought I would have ended up in Iowa. But I mean, from past visits that I've had, Iowa State was my favorite experience by far. And it has a lot to do with Christy and the coaching staff there and Joe.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State Athletics on the field.
Well, and, you know, when you first got to Iowa State, you actually sat out as a redshirt. How much did that help you in your progress? Because it was probably good for you to, you know, to maybe sit out that first year, because you had said earlier that you kind of started out as a middle blocker and they were going to put you in a new position at outside hitter.
Yeah, I was a middle all through high school and they recruited me as an outside. And I mean, I didn't know much, a whole lot. I knew very little. And so, I mean, having that extra year was very nice because I got to be a sponge and soak up all the technique that Dawn would pour into us when she would work with us, and as well as Christy. And so, and I say Dawn because Dawn wasn't outside. So we would spend a lot of time with Dawn in practice, and her intensity is insane. But that year it was challenging. Of course, no one really likes to sit out, but you know, it is what it is, and you just try to make the best of it and just work hard and compete, and you know, hopefully that next year you're earning your way into a spot.
Well, and obviously you did. You earned your way into a spot, and then fast forward to your sophomore year in 2008, where your first team All-Big 12, you led the Big 12 in kills, you're All-American. Special year for Iowa State, but there's a couple matches I want to talk about. One was the match against Minnesota that got you in the Sweet 16, where you broke the Iowa State NCAA record for most kills. What do you remember from that match?
Oh man, it was electric. It was an exciting match. Going into that match, I actually kind of had a little bit of, like, I was nervous a little bit, and I'm not someone that gets nervous when playing. It just never happens, but I did kind of feel it a little bit. But once we got going, it was fun. It was a great time experience with my teammates and, you know, the Cyclone family. So I couldn't even tell you. It was a really cool thing to accomplish as a team there.
Well, then the next match was even bigger when you have number 7 Oregon, and that photo of you guys celebrating is one of my favorite photos in Iowa State history. How much did that win to go to the Elite Eight? I mean, think about the magnitude of that, because 3 years earlier, Iowa State probably, I think, won one match in the Big 12. Mm-hmm. And just kind of tell me the feeling of the team when you accomplished that amazing feat in Cyclone volleyball history.
Everyone on that team, I think, they just have good energy. You know, they score a point, they're pumped and excited. And I was always that person that kind of lacked that excitement, I guess, when I played, because when I look at it as work, it's fun, but it's just like, I'm competing and I never have those moments of, like, you know, jump up and down. So like when that happened, I think that was probably one of the first times I felt like excited and like ready to jump up and down and hug everybody. And I didn't really get a lot of those feelings throughout my career there. So that's something I remember for sure, when we just dogpiled.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
Regardless of your profession, the color of your collar, or your standard of style, step confidently into the spotlight with Authentic Brand Gear. It's the premium label our team wears, and you too can enhance your company's image with Authentic Brand. Insist on it from your trusted supplier.
Your junior year, Victoria, was just as good. In fact, that team was probably one of the best teams in school history. 17-3 in the Big 12, which was unheard of for an Iowa State volleyball team at that time. And the most wins in school history with 27. Talk about, like, you just made the Elite Eight and then your team took it to another level the next year. One really amazing match happened your junior year was the Nebraska match. At the time, number 5 Nebraska, and 5-set marathon in Lincoln. And it was the first time Iowa State had ever defeated Nebraska in volleyball, especially with Christy Johnson-Lentz being one of the greatest players in Nebraska history. What do you remember from that match? I mean, I can't even imagine what that would feel like for both Christy and the team to get that win.
Oh, man, that was, there were a lot of people in the stands that day. It was really cool to go through that experience. I believe, actually, I'll never forget this, Kaylee vomited in her jersey. We had a super long rally in that match, and I'll never forget, she just puked.
But she probably never missed a step, did she, after that?
Yeah, no, not at all. Really, she's a beast. I mean, that kid, I absolutely love her, just as a person and as a teammate. I think she's amazing. Till this day, she's still amazing. But that was a fun match to be a part of, for sure.
Well, speaking of Kaylee, Victoria, you were blessed with amazing teammates, and you know, I can't name them all, but I'll just single out Kaylee Manns and Ashley Moss, just because they're also two Hall of Famers as well, like yourself. You could argue that was the greatest talent in Iowa State volleyball program history, to play with the best libero in the league, to play with the best setter in the league. What was that like for you?
Those two, I mean, I don't even have the words for them. They are very talented and they deserve everything they've accomplished and then some. They're just amazing athletes. And I knew Kaylee prior to going up to Iowa State, which was really nice to have, because she was my roommate in the dorm. So it was nice having known her prior to going to school there. And then, I mean, she's awesome. I love them both. They're amazing. I don't know what else can really say about them. It's just, I mean, Moss is a beast, and it's weird saying Ash because we would call her Moss, but like, she's a beast. I don't know. I wouldn't have asked for a better libero or a setter. I mean, Kaylee was amazing. So to be able to hit balls off of her, it felt good.
On Football Saturdays, our John Deere Run of the Game is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Nothing runs like a deer, especially when supported by the team at Van Wall Equipment, the Cyclones John Deere dealer of choice.
Well, and obviously you're going to be joining them in the Iowa State Athletics Hall of Fame, which is a wonderful, wonderful honor for you, Victoria. You know, as an outside hitter, that's a tough position because you're getting a lot of balls set to you. You know, what was the mindset of an elite outside hitter at that level in the Big 12?
Well, when I first got there, like I said, I didn't know much about being an outside hitter. And, you know, I always thought you just want to go up and try and bounce a ball, you know, straight down it. And I learned very quickly that you got 6'5" girls across from you, you know, that's not the mindset, because I will go and try and bounce a ball and it's coming back at me 10 times faster with the block. So there's never a bad set, I guess, you know, as an outside hitter. I just, like I said, I felt like it was a job, and it was like, you do your job, you know, no matter where the ball is on the court, like, you're still being aggressive. You're still swinging it, and take it as a gift when you get that beautiful set, you know, that beautiful pass, that beautiful set, like, that's great. But, you know, as an outside hitter, sometimes a lot of the balls you might get are an out of system ball, which is a hard thing to do sometimes. So I think it was just still having an aggressive mindset, no matter what, when slinging. So,
well, Victoria, as a senior in 2010, you were first team ABCA All-American, which only the second Cyclone at the time to ever be a first teamer. You led the Big 12 in kills for the second time. And you ended your career with the most kills in Iowa State history with 1,726. Do you ever think about the records that you broke and all the amazing awards that you got at Iowa State?
I did. And it wasn't until, not long ago, honestly, is probably when I started thinking about it. But that was not something at the time I thought about. But I am surprised. I keep thinking, oh, somebody's going to break it. Somebody's going to break it. And watching and following, I mean, I watched this girl, last name was Holthouse, I think. I mean,
yes, Eleanor Holthouse, yep.
Yeah, she is a stud. And so I was like, oh, she's probably going to do it, you know. But, and then watching this year, Nayeli.
Yep.
I think she's going to be amazing. So I'm excited to follow her career, you know. And if she breaks it, that's awesome. Like, that's a great accomplishment. And I mean, I'm grateful and thankful that I've accomplished that goal, but it's also kind of the anticipation of seeing, like, all right, who's next? Who's going to do it?
Absolutely. Victoria, when you graduated from Iowa State, you did play briefly in a professional league, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the Premier Volleyball. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yep.
How did that go for you? And what was that like, you know, to play professional volleyball?
Yeah. So the first place that I went to, I actually went to Slovakia. So I played there and we won the Slovakian championship. So that was cool. But then, yes, there was the Premier Volleyball League that they started here. And that was, it was really fun to play because I got to play with familiar faces that I played against in college. One of our teammates one year was Brooke Delano from Nebraska, who's one of my good friends. I love her. So, I mean, it was cool to kind of get back and see familiar faces and play. So it's something, you're still able to play volleyball at an older age. So that was nice.
Well, and you know, obviously we can tell that you still follow Iowa State Athletics and Iowa State volleyball. So we're very happy about that. But Victoria, last question. I mean, what does it mean to you be an Iowa State Hall of Famer? And how excited are you to come back this fall to be inducted to the Iowa State Athletics Hall of Fame?
It means a whole lot. My family will be proud. My friends would be proud. And I'm proud as well. But, you know, again, like I said, I didn't expect it. And it's really nice to feel like everyone still thinks about me and my career there when it feels like it was so long ago. So that is nice to kind of be remembered. And I'm excited to get back and see everyone, see Christy and Joe, and see the new gym that they are going to have in their new space, which is really exciting for them.
Very exciting times for Iowa State volleyball. Well, Victoria, thank you so much for joining us. We're so happy for you, and we can't wait to see you in the fall.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Today's Sidecast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn how to farm better, work smarter, and play harder when you run with Van Wall and John Deere. Thanks for listening.